Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Welcome back to Monday. I hope you had a fantastic weekend, right? We are still focusing on the happiness for this week as well, the same way I did it last week. Because it's December for some of you guys. For us, it's the last month of the year 2021. And I know people are counting it over, but it's not. We still have time. Keep pushing to accomplish your goal and keep the momentum up. Even if you think you're behind, but you want to keep pushing to get closer to the end of the finish line than back, right? Don't give up yet. Don't get tired yet. Don't lay down yet. You know, don't go to sleep yet. Don't, you know, say that I don't need to make that last phone call. I don't need to send that last email. Because that is something that I struggle to myself every time, is to keep up with the email and contacting my clients. Like you yourself is making the phone calls, which is something I'm incorporating this coming year, because I want to hear your voice and have conversation via email, via text, and on social media, on live. I want to be able to touch you in all the different facet communication platforms that are available to me, because I'm here for us to get on a journey where we are going to make global change so you can have your summer off to feel the freedom to explore the world. And we are creating an exclusive group of people that trust and build trust that we are expert in what we do, and we are here to show the world exactly that, right? So today I'm going to talk about minimalism, which is how to live on less. I live in the U.S. Of course, you know, that's the land that you have the option to get anything and everything you want, provided you just pay for it. Don't think because people have a lot of things, they are happy, right? I am not here to bash anyone at all. And I love things. I love my home. I love my ability to go on trips, my ability to be able to shop and get whatever it is that I want. However, I could come out here and confess there's a lot of stuff that I have. I don't really need them. They don't make me happy, or they don't not make me happy. They're just things. They're just tangible stuff. They're not an extension of who I am. They don't take away or add into my life. I like beautiful dresses. I like nice shoes. I like to smell good. But I could do without all of them all at once, okay? So as the reader going to explain why it is important to live less, how that may be a tool or strategy to help you with you and your journey to get to happiness. Now, I always want to give a disclaimer. This is my version. This is our version here in this community. In listening to the tips and the strategies that I share with you here and make it your own. When I say less, you don't go throw all your stuff away. Pick an area. We could only work in one thing at a time to make sure we're going deep, 7-level deep, not surface. Oh, I don't want some shoes, I'm going to get rid of it. That's the easy part. You know, oh, I don't want this, I'm going to get rid of it. That's also easy part. But why sit in it? How did you accumulate all of it to begin with? And why did you get all of it? So as you are sharing or cleaning or detoxing, because I think that's what minimalism is, stay in the emotion, process it, understand it, watch yours. It's like you're watching a TV show of you going to your closet and going to whatever area in your life you want to live less with. Take the moment to do that, right? Don't just do it just, oh, I got rid of this and because it was too many things. Attach the emotion to it, because the world is abundant. I live in abundant, right? Because God created us to be an abundant world. That's, to me, is the Garden of Eve. I know it's in the biblical, but my Garden of Eve is when I live in an area of abundance where everything I have, need, desire are met, because my Father is the creator of the world that is abundant. Nature is abundant. People are abundant. So we already have all of that, right? At the same token, if you get to the point where the items or the tangibles taking over your life and you losing yourself, take a moment to detox. So go ahead and listen to it. And don't forget to email me if you have any questions or you want me to look at a topic that I'm not addressing or you think I should go deeper in some of this area. Just let me know. Email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com.
How minimalism helps happiness. Want to be happier? It's time to get rid of all of your stuff. That might sound a little counterintuitive, seeing as most of us like our stuff, and that's why we got it in the first place. Nevertheless, though, many experts say that getting rid of stuff is still the best way to boost the mood and to find your way to being permanently content and happy. Let's take a look at why that might be and how far you should go embracing it. Living on less. While many of us have come to equate happiness with stuff, this is precisely what spiritual teachers like the Dalai Lama suggest might be the problem. When you base your happiness on how much you have, then you'll never be quite satisfied and you'll always want more. This is especially true when you take into account social comparison theory, the fact that we'll always compare what we have to what other people have. At the same time, if your happiness is dependent on the things you own, then it won't take very much to render you unhappy again. All that would have to happen is for your items to get lost or stolen. The idea is then that true happiness comes when you're capable of making the most of any situation. If you have fewer things in your home, then you can just find different ways to entertain yourself. This might mean you go for a nice walk, that you play a card game with a family member, or that you do a workout. And any of those things are much more fulfilling than merely watching TV. Another point to consider is that stuff creates work and commitment. If you were to cut the amount of clutter in your home in half, you would find that instantly your home became easier to tidy, so you'd have less work, and at the same time, you'd be freer to move if you wanted to. In many ways, stuff just makes us more stressed. How to try a little minimalism. Now, most people reading this aren't going to want to get rid of their TVs, and that's probably not right for most people anyway. But you can try stepping back a little and going back to basics in some other ways. Maybe try getting rid of the boxes of items on your wardrobe that you never use, reducing the clutter on your countertops, and finding other ways to entertain yourself. And next time you're thinking of adding to your DVD collection, ask yourself, do you really need another one? Will it really make you any happier in the long run?
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.